Finish off the homestand in a tight game like it was for a while. What did you see from your club, the way you guys kind of pursued this game to finish it off with a big 2 points?
I think we responded well. You know, when they got some momentum or got a chance or scored a goal, we replied appropriately, and you know, it was a good team win tonight.
From a teammate standpoint, what do you see from that Roslovic Appleton Harkins unit and why they're having success here in the last couple of games since they've been put together?
They're just, you know, they're supporting each other all over the ice. You know, they're all quick players. They all can move. They all can make plays, but they're doing the simple things. They're supporting each other all over the ice, and, you know, that's what's causing their success.
How dangerous can Nikolaj Ehlers be when he's skating like he was tonight, Mark?
Yeah, he was great tonight. He made a lot of great plays. He was, he was on his game, and, you know, when we have him playing like that, it's, he's a tough player to stop.
What was it like to be back with Blake? And I guess got a taste of it the other night, but to be as productive as you guys were getting back together today.
It was awesome. You know, obviously, you guys know I love playing with Blake, and it was great to see some productivity, and it end up on the score sheet. So, we did a lot of good things tonight, and it was awesome being back with him.
What's your reaction today? Dylan said you guys played against each other a little bit growing up. What's it like to bring him into the fold?
Yeah, I played against him. All minor hockey, probably from when I was 7 till I was 16. Obviously he's a very special defenseman, and he was growing up he was always the best defenseman in our league. So it'll be cool to reminisce about some probably memories that both of us don't remember too much.
Okay, a guy watches other guys closely. What's the scouting report on him for those who haven't seen him as often?
He's solid. He moves well. He's always in the right spot. Reliable defensive player, and makes the he's a good first pass guy. So. We're excited to meet him in Ottawa, and he'll be welcome with open arms.
Mark, just a thought on the 6-game homestand to go 4-2 to get yourselves back to within a point again of a wild card. Just what did that game mean for your group again here today to head on the road in the right mindset?
Yeah, it was big. It was a big game for us tonight. It was a good homestand. It was good to get some wins at home, and now we just gotta keep this going on the road.
Shift to yours, it stands out to me in the second period. It was, I think they were at a 1-3-1. You went wall to wall with speed, and it seemed like at that moment through the rest of the game, you guys are getting through the neutral zone a little bit faster, a little bit better. What did it take to get that speed and start shifting?
Yeah, you just need guys in the right spots. You need guys, taking lanes and, going to the right spots. I think that's the biggest thing. And, when you have guys in the right spots and we're all on the same page, it's easy to, create that speed and be able to pick your way through the neutral zone. And I think that's what we did well, with their 1-3-1. It can be tough. And by having guys in the right spots and guys coming with speed, it helped a lot.